Regina. The Saskatchewan Roughriders wrap up the CFL preseason on the road Friday evening as they travel to Winnipeg to face the Blue Bombers. The Riders go into the game on a high note, having defeated the BC Lions 30-27 at home last week for their first preseason win in 9 years. But winning or losing will be taking a backseat Friday to the job of evaluating talent, in what will surely be the last chance to impress for many of those hoping to make the Riders roster. Last week, the indication from head coach Craig Dickinson was that quarterback Trevor Harris would take most of the reps in this game in preparation of the regular season. The Riders' depth chart has Harris listed at number one for the game in Winnipeg, followed by Mason Fine, Jake Doligala and Shea Patterson. Fine, Doligala and Patterson are currently in a hot battle for the number two quarterback spot. Harris did not play last week due to the birth of his new child, allowing backups Doligala, Patterson and Fine to get considerable playing time, but he was back in Saskatchewan at training camp this week. It's expected several veterans who did not see action last week will also see playing time in the game Friday. Following last Saturday's win, training camp for the Riders resumed at Saskatoon, with practices on Wednesday and a walkthrough on Thursday at Griffith Stadium. The plan is for the Roughriders to return to Regina Sunday, and finalize the roster for the first game of the regular season on the road against the Edmonton Elks on June 11. The home opener is June 16 at Mosaic Stadium against the Blue Bombers. The game between the Riders and Bombers begins at 6:30 p.m. Saskatchewan time Friday, tonight, at Investors Group Field. The game will be televised on TSN. Recognition for 2022 Grey Cup. In related Roughriders news this week, it was announced by the team and by the CFL that the 109th Grey Cup and 2022 Grey Cup Festival held in Regina is a finalist for Sport Tourism Canada's Canadian Sport Event of the Year for a budget over $1 million, at the 2023 Prestige Awards. According to their news release, the awards recognize exceptional sport tourism initiatives, multi-sport games, and events and the people and places behind them. I want to thank our volunteers, organizers and staff for their hard work in making this event such a rousing success and Tourism Regina for putting forward our nomination, said Roughriders President and CEO and Festival Co-Chair Craig Reynolds in a statement. We hope we are able to bring home the hardware in June.